Hello, and welcome back to our podcast with Derek and Hayden. Today we're going to talk about the important people in the Civil War. The first person we're going to talk about is Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln was a president of the Union. Lincoln became someone that was important during the Civil War. He told the Union Army what to do and how to approach the battles with Morse code. Lincoln in the first 2 years wanted to win the war so the Confederate States could join back with the U.S., but they weren't doing too well in the first 2 years. But Lincoln then said that this war is about slavery. Then after the Union Army started winning major battles.
The next person we're going to talk about is Robert E. Lee. He was a general leading the Confederacy Army. He was one of the most acknowledged generals in the Civil War because he led his army into some of the bloodiest battles in the war, such as H&M and Gettysburg. He had a choice to go to the North to be a general or go to the South. He lived in Virginia, so he couldn't betray his own state, so he had to stay with the South. The North took a big loss. He had a traveler horse which died because of stepping on a nail, and it had to be euthanized. Yeah, it is buried near the Robert E. Lee Chapel. This is why Robert E. Lee was important.
The next person we're going to talk about is Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman was born as a slave. She abused like a normal slave. She also had a kid, and whenever the kid cried, the owners would whip her because she made the baby cry. But she finally had the courage to help all the other slaves to have enough courage to go escape with the Underground Railroad tracks, but not one slave was lost.
We have talked about some very important people today, and while they are all the most important, well, there can only be one. The most important person during the Civil War times was Abraham Lincoln. He was the most important because he was the President of the United States for this whole entire war, and he had to deal with as Commander-in-Chief and the leader of his country that he had to protect. He wrote the end of slavery from an Emancipation Proclamation. He freed 3.8 million slaves, and he brought back peace with the South. Unfortunately, he was assassinated by someone who supported slavery named John Wilkes Booth. He had to deal with the war for his time of year and then died. He deserves not all the credit for the victory, but most of it. In conclusion, this is why he is the most important person in the Civil War. Thank you.